This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 24. Dusty Discipleship. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 8. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." In 2018, a team of boys in Thailand were dramatically rescued after being trapped for weeks in a cave. But one brave rescuer died in the process. As a trained Navy SEAL, the man who died was well aware that the rescue mission was dangerous, and he did it anyway, along with the other rescuers. Jesus begins to teach his disciples what lies ahead, that he must suffer and be killed and then rise again. And Peter finds this mission to be harsher than expected. Jesus also begins to teach what it means to follow him. It's not about adopting a set of theological statements, signing a membership contract, or living by a moral code, although those can be good things. It's about sharing the good news that Jesus is Lord and is the only way to salvation. It's about knowing that this path can be dangerous and doing it anyway. In The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote that a disciple focuses only on Jesus and not the road which is too hard for us. He leads the way. Keep close to him. In the Jewish tradition of following a rabbi or teacher and going everywhere he went, the saying was, "May you be covered in his dust." That's the effect of spiritual tailgating. As disciples, we're called to walk the challenging path of discipleship, and Jesus will always be right there with us. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for all you've done for us. Strengthen us to follow you faithfully, knowing you are always with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.